Analysts disagree over the significance of Aleppo to the civil war in Syria. Some argue that the defeat of the rebels there could be decisive in ending the rebellion. Others say the eventual fall of Aleppo is unlikely to end the war in Syria anytime soon. Either way, there is now the possibility, at least, of the war coming to an end. But how do wars end? Gideon Rose wrote the book on that. He's currently editor of Foreign Affairs magazine. So we often think here in America of total victory, of unconditional surrender, like we saw in World War II or at the end of the Civil War in the 19th century. But that's actually pretty unusual, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, Clausewitz defined war, the great military theorist, as the continuation of politics with the addition of other means, military force. And so the way to think about the end of a war is not like a boxing match with a knockout or a TKO or a draw by some judges, but rather as a political relationship that essentially continues with no longer actual force being used. So the real way that happens is if the parties decide that they know how it's going to end and they essentially no longer need to keep fighting because they can see the outcome and they just accept it, or they essentially know they're going to have a draw and figure it's not worth continuing to try to sort of push up against a brick wall and agree to have a sort of long-term settlement. But the key is basically all parties to the conflict coming to a similar view of what is happening and what the trends are in the future. Until you have that, until everybody – as long as there's hope for one side that they might get back up or that the current reverses can be fixed, there's always a strong tendency to keep trying to battle it out.
But the parties in Syria right now don't seem to have that consensus, and unconditional surrender seems also pretty unlikely, right?
Exactly. So I don't see this war ending pretty soon. Look, you can think of wars as having sort of three broad phases. There's the early phase in which the various parties decide to go to war. There's the middle phase in which they essentially say, now we're in this war, we're going to try and win it. And then at a certain point when they all realize which way it's going or that it's not going to go anywhere, there's a final phase in which they say, okay, let's stop fighting and transition to peace. We're not there in Syria. We're still in the second phase. This mess is likely to continue despite the tragedies in Aleppo.
Syria is so complex. It's not just the conflict between the Assad regime and the rebels. There's obviously U.S. and Russia. There's also ISIS, there's al-Qaeda, the Kurds, and the Turks also have a presence. Is Syria like anything that you've studied and how that war has ended?
So the way to think about this, I think, is that Syria and Iraq, because they're really now part of a common area – the war that's happening is a consequence of the collapse of political order in these countries, whether from the outside because we toppled Saddam's regime and never really replaced it with any stable order afterwards, or in Syria because of the Arab Spring and the uprisings and the partial victories early on. So it's not really a conventional war in which well-marked belligerents are fighting over relatively limited stakes and one side can essentially win some battlefield victories and then get an outcome. This is a civil war. This is really Game of Thrones, right? I'm not being facetious. If you want to understand what's going on in Syria, it looks much more like medieval Europe than it does like, you know, contemporary Europe, right? This is not just large scale military forces directed by, you know, high level strategists sitting in their bunkers fighting it out on the Maginot Line. This is a whole welter of competing factions with nobody able to impose order across the country. Lots of different groups, lots of lines of authority, lots of outside players. That's why it's so complex, and that's why it is so hard once it happens to bring it to a conclusion, because essentially the conclusion of the war has to be some sort of stable political settlement. When you think about it that way, it's not just a military outcome. It is the war in Syria and Iraq only ends when there's some sort of stable political settlement in the country, and that means either one side wins or there's an agreed upon division in the country, or you have a sort of fixed frozen conflict in which things stay and they're not really decided upon, but no one wants to challenge them. But none of those things seems immediately likely in the very near future. So I would expect things to continue. It's a tragedy, but it's even more complex than people think, which is why all the policies towards it are bad.
Gideon Rose, editor of Foreign Affairs. Thank you very much.
Thank you.